I had this multimedia company, had just started Vibe magazine, which was, Steve Roth said that he was getting heat for synergy and so forth, and they helped him to see what the other things, how we could mix things up. And I said, well, I've got a good idea for magazines. I don't know much about magazines. Quincy Jones, a hip-hop magazine with Time Warner. So what a ridiculous idea. And in five paragraphs, he turned it around of let's get started tomorrow on it, and it worked. You know, it's became the hip-hop magazine. You know, it's Benny Medina from Warner. At that time, he was the head of Black Music at Warner Brothers. And he kept telling me about this story that occurred with an old friend of mine when I was living in Paris. So that was the genesis of it. And that idea, we liked, you know. And so at 6 o'clock, we were doing, still having a meeting with Warren Littlefield and Brandon Tartikoff. And Benny was out in the other room. So he finally called Benny in to just explain his life. It was really his life story, you know. And so in 8 minutes, we made the pitch. And 11 o'clock, Warren Littlefield called me up and said, we like this. We showed him Will, you know, and in a video. And they called at 11 o'clock and says, we're buzzed. Tomorrow, you have to speak to 700 sponsors to tell them that you're father of 7 kids and that Will, the rapper, is not dangerous. Like Will, anybody can imagine Will Smith being dangerous, but they would... You know, it was the first time a rapper had ever been. This is, they hadn't done movies or anything then, and didn't really believe that the rap was going to happen. And I remember Michael Jackson telling me that rap is dead, you know.